This is Internet Marketing. Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of Internet Marketing, brought to you by Site Visibility at sitevisibility.com. And I have on the line with me Michael Whelan, co-founder and CEO of Texnation. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Andy.
I'm really interested in your company because you do two things which I think are of interest to online marketers. I think the most interesting thing is mobile billing. But you tell me a little bit about Texnation and what you do.
Sure. Thanks for having me on the show, Andy, first off. Texnation provide mobile payments to companies worldwide. That's the main focus of our business. We also do some mobile messaging, traditionally SMS. For the mobile payments section of our business, component of our business, rather, we enable businesses worldwide to monetize via micro billing, micro payments, which is small transaction amounts from the mobile phone, ultimately ending up on the mobile phone bill. Obviously, very different from credit card payments, which a lot of people are accustomed to paying by.
Yes, yeah. And I think it's, I'm going to cover how it works in a minute because I think it's great, but I think there's probably less resistance as well. I mean, whenever I get my credit card out or my debit card, I always have this sort of little voice in the back of my head saying, you're going to spend money, but if it happens on a mobile phone, somehow it's easier, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the conversion rate in terms of the customer's payments going to a page where you've got, say, a credit card link, the payment logo, say for example PayPal or Worldpay, well-known brands, against something where you click on a button and it builds it instantly to your mobile phone account. Well, there's really no comparison in terms of the uptake levels are in some cases up to 30 times greater using mobile payments than there are using credit card.
So just tell me then, I mean, you've alluded to it there, Michael, but tell me what sort of experience somebody, you know, going to an online service would have that is going to pay by this method.
Okay, so if it's on a traditional website, a customer will go to a website where and the merchant has enabled mobile payments. Mm. They would quite simply enter their mobile phone number on that website. They then get back a free message at that point with a PIN. That PIN would then be re-entered back on the website after they've entered their mobile number, and the transaction would take place. That is it. There's no forms to fill out, no personal identification needed apart from that. The secure point of that process has already taken place on the mobile network itself.
Yeah.
Now, that's for the website. If it's on a mobile website, or a mobile app, for example, on the App Store, the process is even simpler, if you can believe it. So they'd literally only click a button to initiate that payment. They don't even have to enter their mobile number, and it's already captured via the data that we get provided.
Of course, because they're on the device itself, aren't they?
Exactly that, yeah.
So that is going to be of interest, I think, to people out there that are thinking of offering some kind of service where there's very small payments. Just how small are payments can be taken this way?
You can go down to 5 or 10 pence in the UK, 5, 10 euro, all the way through to, you can go up as high as, traditionally in the UK it's around £30, in mainland Europe it's around 40, 50 euros. It's an interesting question, actually, because in the Nordics, you can go right down to, you know, 1 euro cent equivalents, or you can go as high, believe it or not, as 300-400 euros now. So in some markets, yeah, it is known as microtransactions, micropayments, but the mobile networks are realizing that, you know, you can make these transactions for not only digital products online, but you can also make them for physical products, even things like bus tickets, taxi payments, the works, really.
Learjets.
Well. Absolutely. Yeah.
Plus, it should be called micro if you want payments.
Pretty much, yeah.
Now, I'm getting the impression there's a strong future for mobile payments. Why do you think this is?
Strong future for mobile payments, I think, because quite simply, the answer is everyone's got a mobile device now. You look at Europe, UK in particular, there's more mobile phones than there are people in the country now. You know, there's over 70, 80 million mobile phones in circulation. Mm. Some people have got two or even three mobile phones. The banks are looking to use mobile phones in more of an embedded fashion. You know, Barclays have launched Pingit recently, a wallet solution where you can transfer money from accounts. Vodafone have got their own wallet solution as well. Text Nation have got a mechanism of payment where it uses it takes money off the customer's mobile phone bill. There's so many different options, and also NFC, near field communication, is common now, built into your credit cards and debit cards, of course. So when you go for fast food, for example, if you go to a McDonald's drive-thru, for example, you can just swipe your card there if the value is below £10. That same technology now is being built into mobile devices as well.
Yeah.
So there's a whole spectrum of different mobile payments in the marketplace. And, you know, credit card, it's still around, and it'll still be around for the future. But there are many predictions in the sense that check payments, for example, are becoming obsolete, that credit card may follow suit in the next 10, 15 years.
What are the benefits of being able to take payments like this?
The biggest benefit is that it enables more conversions. That means more users, more customers are going to pay for your services. No less forms to fill out. No forms, actually, with operator billing. Outpayments, they may not be as good as, say, a credit card company may offer you. However, due to the fact that it captures more users, i.e. more users are going to pay for your services, you can take the hit, if you will, on the margin that you lose compared to credit card from the operator's take inertia. But you gain more overall because you're getting, in some cases, 20, 30 times as many customers paying via your website.
That is an incredible uplift, isn't it?
It really is. It's the easiest way to monetize your website.
And I also, I'm pretty sure I've read, and I'm pretty sure it's true, that a lot of people, it has been deemed that a lot of people do not, and I'm like this, I'm included myself, but a lot of people hate having to sort of, you know, create an account. They go onto a service, they want to buy something, go to checkout, and before you can say Jack Robinson, it's please create an account. What's your name? What's your address? Blah, blah, blah. And I guess this avoids all that, doesn't it?
It really does, and it's something that the app stores, for example, Microsoft, Nokia, and a few of the other guys have cottoned onto, because they've now replaced credit card billing and changed it all over to operator billing as their primary billing method, believe it or not. For example, that's particularly of use to them to have companies in markets where there is very low credit card penetration rates. In fact, in countries like in Africa and parts of Asia, there's zero credit card penetration, really, in terms of use on the App Store devices. So the only company that still remained, and it's probably the biggest brand of all, still remaining to use credit card is Apple, of course, on the iTunes. So there is no operator billing on that. There are rumors that they're going to start looking into this model, because Apple have now launched in places like China, where credit card use is particularly low, and they realize that they want to be able to sell their mobile apps on devices out there. Without operator billing, it's going to be very difficult to do that, and they realize that. So
how interesting.
The future is looking very bright.
That sounds like an advert I know for a mobile phone company. Now, let's. What about the difficulties, you know, around setting up mobile billing? What are the difficulties?
The difficulties for a merchant, the business, there aren't really that many. The legwork is really done by companies like TextNation. We have the agreements with the operators, and we develop a solution that's customer-friendly for a website. In terms of implementation, there's obviously compliance regulations that the business has to conform to. That goes without saying, as they would. You know, we have to screen and make sure that what they're selling is above board, legal, and fits in with the relevant regulators. For example, in the UK, we work closely with PhonePe Plus, and Ofcom to make sure that what's being sold is above board. As long as that's done, then the implementation process is pretty straightforward. It's a very seamless operation to enable most businesses to accept mobile payments.
And if you're like a web developer, what's the sort of, is there an API that they call, presumably?
Absolutely. We offer a couple of different solutions. So you can take an API, which is obviously for more advanced developers, PHP.net, where you can integrate it and you can develop a bespoke framework and user interface experience around that. Or we offer something more simpler for somebody that maybe has something in a content management system, for example, WordPress, and they just want to add a line of HTML code to their website. And we have both options, a plug and pay self-service system, which takes maybe 5, 10, 15 minutes, believe it or not, to add to your website, or a more advanced system where, you know, it may have to work with the database back end or whatever other complexities they may have.
Now, have you got some case studies you can tell us about?
Yes, probably the more notable case study is something that we've worked on the last couple of months with a company out in Ireland called For Innovation. We're working on a project for Microsoft and the Xbox, the new Xbox console, where customers traditionally to get points to buy Xbox games on credit card, they've now opened it up in several markets using Technation as the payment facilitator. So that customers on the Xbox console, on a dashlet, if you will, can simply enter their mobile number and pay and download the games. You know, there's no forms to fill out, and Microsoft are seeing a massive uplift in terms of conversion rates and type of users that they've never even seen before, profiled before, downloading these games. So it's, in terms of case study, that's probably the most poignant and most relevant one.
So gamers can do it straight from their Xbox console, rather than go to the Microsoft website or the Xbox website,
You've got it, There's a website actually live now called buygamecredit.com, and you can see the billing system in full operation there. It's live in the UK, Ireland, Denmark, Sweden, Norway, and Germany. They've just plugged into all via Technation.
Okay, let's move on to the other thing that you do, which is MS. I always get that wrong. SMS messaging. Now, this has relevance to online marketers from more of a sort of a marketing perspective. Tell us a bit how that works.
SMS messaging is another part of the business. It's probably one of the best, well, I don't say probably, there's no probably about it. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to advertise for any business. You know, text messaging has that immediate impact. Somebody gets it on their mobile phone and the marketing message is conveyed there and then instantly. It's opened immediately. You have to open it to delete it even. Unlike, say, email, where you would where you could choose not to read the content of the message, or you'll go straight into your junk folder, your spam folder. You know, you can put such things as promotions, advertisements into the text message. We work with a lot of brands that use it as, for example, value add. For example, overdraft alerts with banks. A lot of banks plug into us into TextNation platform to let customers know when they're into their overdraft, for example, or flight alert delays. For example, we work with EasyJet. A good example would be when they had the volcano issues a couple of years ago now. There was lots of flights grounded. A lot of customers in the morning were waking up on the way to the airport. The fact that they got an SMS message before they left their house saved them an absolute nightmarish journey. Then mission-critical type of alerts as well are just completely invaluable.
Yeah. I'm just trying to remember, actually, Michael. Can you include web links in SMS messages?
You can indeed, yeah. You can, so it increases the call to action. User clicks on a link and it could open up a promotion or a voucher code. Yeah, and it can be used there or then on the website or mobile site, or it can be used at a later date. So, it's very powerful. And a lot of our clients actually do that. They actually include the web link.
Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining us. And I'm sure that that information will be useful. It's a useful thing to know about micropayments. I mean, the idea isn't new. But it's always interesting to talk to people that offer such services and are knowledgeable about them. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Andy. And again, thanks for having me.
And where can people find you? What's the web address for TextNation?
Yeah, the web address is www.textnation.com. That's TextNation.com.
Yes, it's TXT, not TEXT.
Not TEXT, no.
Michael Whelan, co-founder and CEO of TextNation. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for having me along, Andy.
Well, thanks for listening. Remember, you can go to the website at www.sitevisibility.com/impodcast. If you've got questions, send them to kelvin.newman@sitevisibility.com. And we have a telephone line that you can phone questions into, +44 if you're outside the UK, 1273 256 150. And also, please give us a review on iTunes if you feel so inclined. That would be great. And we'll see you all next time on Internet Marketing.